Welcome to Section 16, Closing the Visibility Gap to Manage Family Anxiety, Beyond the Org Chart, Part 4 of 5. Read to you by Kirk McDavitt, Chief Voice Officer at EKG Collective. Where we are. A colleague stopped G during last week's AAIE gathering in Toronto with a story about a week of silence that nearly broke her trust in her daughter's school. The daughter, a well-adjusted 15-year-old student at a boarding school, had been feeling progressively excluded from her classroom and social circles. For this family, the situation felt especially vulnerable and confusing. So the parents did what parents normally do. She emailed the advisor on Monday. The advisor replied almost instantly, "I'll look into this and get back to you soon." Then, silence. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. By Friday, the parent was concerned. Did they forget? Am I being a helicopter parent? Is my daughter being overly sensitive? What G's colleague did not know then. The advisor had already put the word out to the grade level team, observed two lunch periods, consulted the counselor, and interviewed a couple of her classmates. They were working incredibly hard, but to the parent, that week was a black box of perceived abandonment. This is the silent gap, the psychological void that opens when a parent knows they've asked for help but has no idea if anyone is actually listening. The line of visibility. In part one of this five-part series, we talked about service blueprinting, which is the line between what parents see, the front stage, and what you do, the backstage. We solved routing, part one, and entry points, part three, but we haven't fully addressed the visibility gap. Most schools treat a parent concern like a library book. You check it in, and you don't hear anything until it's due back. But a child is a high-stakes emotional investment, and when a parent enters the black box, they don't just wait, they invent narratives. And often, the narrative is, the school does not care as much as I do. The solution, making the backstage visible. If you want to stop the just-checking-in emails that clog senior leadership's inboxes, you don't need a better policy, you need to eliminate the silence. Enter the pizza tracker for pedagogy. Companies like Domino's and Amazon revolutionized the experience of waiting. Domino's famously realized that customer frustration isn't caused by the 30-minute wait, but by the 30-minute void. When you can see the dough being prepared and the pizza entering the oven, your brain moves from, "Where is my dinner?" to, "My dinner is in progress." But a school isn't delivering pizzas. When a parent asks about a social conflict or a learning gap, they're asking about something at the core of your educational mission. What happens next, the observations, the consultations, the adjusted seating arrangements, isn't administrative overhead. It's pedagogy. And if it's invisible, its value is invisible too. By making your backstage milestones visible, you prevent worried parents from becoming angry parents. When families feel informed, they are significantly less likely to escalate a classroom issue to the board or the principal's office. You aren't just being nice, you are strategically protecting your team's time. The strategy. For high anxiety processes like investigations or learning support referrals, give the family a clear picture of what's going to happen before the work begins. Then keep them updated as it unfolds. Two tools make this work efficiently. Number one, the tracker. Imagine an internal tracker where a staff member simply checks a box for observation complete. That check triggers an automated branded email to the parent. Update, we have moved to stage three. This means our team is now reviewing observations to draft a plan. Expect a human check-in by such and such date. It's a small ask for IT that creates a high-trust experience for the family. Stage 1, logged and assigned. Stage 2, observing and gathering information, such as classroom observations, reviewing relevant records. Stage 3, team consultation. Stage 4, action plan drafted. Stage 5, family resolution meeting. Number 2, the Friday Pulse, the anti-anxiety protocol. This is the simplest, highest impact system you can implement right now. If a case is open, the parent gets a pulse update every Friday before 4 p.m., even if there is no new news. For example, "Hello, parent. We are still in the observation phase of the social concern you raised. We've completed 2 observations and have 1 more scheduled for Monday. I'll have a full update for you by Wednesday. Have a restful weekend." To give you an example you can replicate at your school, G designed the Transparent Concern Path, which is a blueprint that maps your internal backstage efforts to the front stage parent experience. See webpage for the graphic. The Transparent Concern Path framework ensures that your commitment to a Friday Pulse is grounded in visible internal progress. The Skeptic's Reality Check. You might ask, isn't this just more work for an exhausted staff? The hard truth is that you are already doing this work. You are just doing it in the form of damage control later. When we leave parents in the dark, we aren't saving our staff's time, but merely deferring the expenditure of it until it's paid back with the interest of a parent's anxiety. Silence creates a reactive cycle where your team spends more time answering "what's the status?" than they would have spent simply providing it. Writing a 30-second pulse email on Friday is a choice. Dealing with an angry parent on Monday morning who thinks you've ignored them all week is a crisis. One requires a brief moment of focus, the other requires a meeting, a debrief, and a significant emotional toll. Systemic transparency is about front-loading communication to prevent the black box from turning into a fire. This week's move: audit the silence. Pick your school's most opaque process, likely your IEP path or discipline and bullying investigations. Number 1, define the milestones. What are the 4 to 5 backstage steps that parents currently never see? Number 2, assign the pulse. Who is responsible for the Friday update? Hint, it's often an administrative assistant or case manager, not the busy teacher. Number 3, request the automation. Sit down with IT and ask, how can we trigger a milestone email based on a status change in our internal tracker? Want help fixing your visibility gaps? It's hard to spot and fix problems when you're stuck in the day-to-day grind. G can help teams find those blind spots where stakeholders are spiraling in silence and build the automated solutions needed to win back their trust. If you want to eliminate the silent gap but don't have the internal bandwidth to lead the audit yourself, talk to G. What's coming next in the Beyond the Org Chart series? This series finale. We've fixed routing, mapped teacher journeys, built path maps, and closed the visibility gap with families. But every one of those problems traces back to a single root cause. People don't understand who does what, why, or how those roles connect to each other. In the final installment, G is introducing the Role Ecosystem, a framework that replaces your static org chart with a living map of how roles actually activate when something happens. Because fixing processes only works if everyone can see their part in the system. Thanks for listening.